Well, hello and welcome back to the Cincy Reformed Podcast. Zach Wise here with you today, and we are continuing in our series on the doctrine of Christian hospitality. Last week, we considered the New Testament Gospels and Acts and what some key texts in those books have to say about Christian hospitality. And now this week and next, we're going to be looking into the New Testament epistles, the letters, to see that once again, hospitality arises very naturally and importantly out of those texts of Scripture. I want to approach these two episodes in a slightly different fashion. I'm going to approach them by establishing, I hope for you'll agree with me, six different theses, and then I'll state the thesis, and then I will read some Scripture to support that for us. And today I'm wanting to establish the first three out of six. But let me begin by just answering the question, why? What are we doing right now and why is this? I think it's probably important to make sure it's clear that through these theses that the idea of hospitality is not some hobby horse. And that could be the way that you, the listener, if you've been keeping up with this series, could be interpreting it. Oh, this is something that's a little bit on the margins or idiosyncratic. This is something that, you know, maybe Zach is just all about. But what I'm hoping to do here is to establish that, no, this really is not something that is on the fringes. This is not something that is exceptional or extraordinary. This really is supposed to be at the very heart of the Christian church and the Christian life. And so let me begin here today by reading all six theses, and then we'll dive into the first three, leaving the next three for next week. So let me read those six. Thesis one, hospitality is central to our love for our Christian brothers and sisters. Thesis two, hospitality is central to our love for our enemies. Thesis 3. Hospitality should be the normal practice for the normal Christian. Number 4. Hospitality manifests our spiritual unity in Christ. Thesis 5. It is dishonorable to neglect hospitality. And thesis 6. Where true hospitality is lacking, division takes over. So let's begin with our first of three theses for today. First, hospitality is central to our love for our brothers. I'm thinking here of a few different texts that I'm going to read for us. The first is 1 Peter 4, verses 7 through 9. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Now, in verse 7 of 1 Peter 4, we recognize that Peter is addressing Christian living as we await the final judgment. The end of all things is at hand. He then addresses two things that I think we would all agree are very important to Christianity, being self-controlled and sober-minded. We control ourselves, we take every thought captive, and we do that with respect to our prayers, that our prayers might be heard. He goes on in verse 8, to speak about that great command of loving one another. Again, these are things that are very central to the biblical teaching, and even notes that love covers a multitude of sins. Now, as he moves into verse 9, it's important that we have established not only is he establishing the regular Christian life and things that are central to the Christian life, but notice then how he unpacks what it means to love one another. Not only does that love cover a multitude of sins, but in the very next verse he says, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. So in verse 8, love one another. In verse 9, show hospitality to one another. Clearly, these things are interrelated. Love is manifest in one key way by hospitality. A second text that we're going to turn to is Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. In Hebrews 13, verses 1 through 3, the verses I just read, it's astounding that the author to the Hebrews has moved from the heights of Mount Zion in Hebrews chapter 12 to the command of brotherly love. We gather at this heavenly mountain. We hear Christ speaking to us upon that heavenly mountain. That very voice that we are hearing in the Word of God is preparing to shake the creation once again. Yet that place where we gather on the Lord's Day and where we worship is a place that itself will never be shaken. It is our inheritance, and it is our inheritance with our brothers and with our sisters. And so from that spiritual height of Mount Zion, Hebrews 12, it's very natural then to transition into the command to love one another. And once again, as we saw in 1 Peter 4, in Hebrews 13, the command of love flows naturally into the command to show hospitality. Do not neglect to show hospitality, the epistle says in verse 2. That is how we love. It's how we love the brethren, verse 1. It's how we love the stranger, verse 2. And then verse 3, it's how we love the Christian who is persecuted and imprisoned. Clearly, this love central to the Christian life is then found and manifest, at least in part, by way of showing Christian hospitality. Again, recall, the thesis I'm establishing right now is that hospitality as a practice is central to our love for our brothers. A final place we're going to turn in this first thesis is Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 16. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Here, once again, we have that command to love one another. This is that universal command given to Christians, of course. And when it says love one another, it's talking especially about love within the Christian body. In verse 12, after speaking about love for one another, the Apostle Paul addresses a few Christian virtues that are, of course, very central. Hope, patience, prayer, verse 12. And then he moves into hospitality being shown toward all. This is hospitality toward the brothers, of course. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Verse 16 as well, live in harmony with one another, not being proud, but associating with the lowly. The context here of living in harmony, the context here of association with the lowly, is the showing of hospitality. This is something that Christians do for one another as we love one another. Again, our first thesis, hospitality is central to our love for our brothers. Now we move into our second thesis for today, second of three. Hospitality is central to our love for our enemies. In Romans chapter 12, right in the context that we were just reading, Paul writes, "Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them." And as he proceeds in Romans chapter 12, he says, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head." do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So, how do we respond to our enemies? Well, clearly we bless them, not curse them. But what does it mean to bless them? He tells us here. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If thirsty, give him something to drink. This is what it means to not be overcome by evil, but instead to overcome evil by doing good. It's by showing hospitality toward the evil enemy. So our second thesis, hospitality is central to our love for our enemies. Spend less time there. And now in our third thesis, hospitality should be the normal practice for the normal Christian. What I have in mind here is that there are some who want to make hospitality into a special spiritual gift. But what I want to demonstrate right now is that that could not be further from the truth. I'm thinking back to Romans 12 right now. And in Romans 12, we just read that universal call that Paul gives to Christian love. Love one another. This is not something for certain Christians to do. This is something for all Christians to do, to love one another and also to love the enemy. We find those, that's a command to love everyone, that universal command, in the latter part of Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. That in that universal call to love, it's in that section where we find the command pertaining to hospitality. We should note that in the verses that precede the universal call to love in Romans chapter 12, it is there in the section that precedes it that we find the section on spiritual gifts, which are given diversely to different people, making different Christians a different part of the body. So in other words, it's not in that section about spiritual gifts, which is a very clear-cut, distinct section. It's not in that section where we find the command to show hospitality, but rather hospitality appears instead within the command that's given to all Christians to universally love one another. This is not something that is unique to the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Peter does the exact same thing. In 1 Peter 4, verses 7 through 9, we read that earlier, it is there that we find the universal call to love, and it's there that we find the command to show hospitality. Recall how hospitality is an expression of that universal call to love. But then it is after that that Peter then speaks about and writes about a diversity of gifts. He writes these words that follow. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another, as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, those verses follow the command of universal love. And guess where it is where you find the command to show hospitality? Not within the section that pertains to diversity of gifts, but rather in the section that speaks about the universality of love. Again, thesis 3, hospitality should be the normal practice for the normal Christian. It is not a special gift. It is something that the ordinary Christian, no matter what his or her gift might be, or gifts, plural, that the normal Christian shows hospitality because we're called to love one another, and this is how we manifest our love. Well, this has been this week's episode of the Cincy Reformed Podcast. We have considered the first 3 out of 6 theses that arise from the New Testament letters or epistles, and we'll return next week with theses 4 through 6. My name is Zach Wise, and I'm the pastor of Ascension Reformed Church in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I hope that this reflection upon hospitality has been helpful for you. Do feel free to reach out if you have any questions or if you have ideas for future episodes. You can find all of our past episodes at cincyreformed.org. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.